Nearly four decades after their breakup, the Beatles remain a global phenomenon. But the world might never have heard the Fab Four's many hits if it had not been for a chance encounter on July 6, 1957, in the city of Liverpool, England. Bob Spitz is the author of The Beatles, The Biography.
And this year, one of the moms got John's band, The Quarrymen, to perform at the Rose Parade, at the annual church fete that they had. Now, The Quarrymen was John's folk band, but they were going to play a little rock and roll this year as well. And outside, the kids gathered to watch them. And John noticed one of the people in the second row. You couldn't miss him. He had come in a sport coat that had silver and gold threads woven into it, and it was a 15-year-old kid who bicycled over from the next community, and his name was Paul McCartney. And they were introduced afterwards, after John had played the opening set.
After a brief introduction, McCartney asked a fateful question.
And Paul brought his guitar. I mean, he brought his guitar on his bicycle to this church festival and asked John if he could play him something backstage. And John was knocked out. It was an amazing performance. And he knew right away that there was a place in his band for this fat kid named Paul McCartney.
But success was still years in the making for the group, as they toiled in small clubs from Liverpool to Hamburg, Germany. But the Beatles' hard work would pay off eventually. Still, many record companies rejected them before they were signed by the British label EMI.
The Beatles were rejected by everybody. Before they went to Hamburg, they were considered the worst band in Liverpool. And they were. There were 300 bands the Beatles stunk. They had no drummer. They had no show. They punched each other on stage.
Spitz says the band's days in Hamburg were exhausting, but crucial to the Beatles' development.
Then when they got to Hamburg, they really worked hard. They played 11 hours a night, and they became what we now know is the Beatles. When it came time for them to get a record deal, and Brian Epstein shopped them around, they got the same message from everyone, and the message was that guitar bands are out.
EMI executives decided to take a chance on the band with one key condition. That demand would forever change the course of two lives, including that of a young drummer from another Liverpool band, Ringo Starr.
Earlier on, their drummer was someone else. It was Pete Best. He was really their first drummer, and he had worked with them for 2 years. People thought it was very unfair that the day that George Martin signed them and decided to give the Beatles a record contract, they gave Pete Best the boot.
The final lineup of the Beatles, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, would capture the imagination of people across England in 1963, in what could be considered the first wave of Beatlemania. The following year, the Beatles went on to conquer America and the world. They last recorded as a band in 1969, so why do the Beatles remain so popular to this day?
The music is very special. It speaks to everybody of all ages, all generations. It's terrific music. It's music that you don't get tired of hearing 10, 20, 30 years later. And of course, it's their voices. There is so much personality in their voices that it speaks to everybody. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far. There's something pure, something simple, something so insanely identifiable that everybody connects with it right away. And that's one of the miracles of the Beatles. It's something that they do for all of us in that sound that is lasting and enduring. It's
all right. Jeff Foyer for VOA News. It's all right.